Chapter 73. On Friday, Thomas and I accompany Father to Bristol, where the HMS Victoria awaits, ready to take him home to India. The docks are awash in well-dressed travellers, men in fine suits, ladies in wide-brimmed hats to keep out the rare English sun, which has obliged them by shining brightly today. The boards are stacked with trunks bound with twine, stamped for other destinations. They stand as testament that life is a constant heartbeat, pulsing everywhere at once, and we are but a small part of that eternal ebb and flow. I wonder where Anne is at this moment. Perhaps she is standing centre stage at the Gaiety, ready to embark on a path where nothing is certain and she can be whoever she wishes. I should very much like to see her in this new life. Father has spoken to Grandmama about my decision. She is scandalised, of course, but it is done. I shall go to university. After that, I shall have a modest allowance upon which to live, administered by Tom, who has done his best to convince Grandmama that I shall not fall to ruin in the streets. But if I truly desire independence, I shall need to work. It is unheard of, a black mark. Yet I find that I am excited by the prospect of having my own pursuits and earning my own keep. At any rate, it is the price for my freedom, so there you have it. Father is wearing his favourite white suit. It is not snug the way it should be. He's far too thin, but he cuts a dashing figure anyway. We stand on the docks making our goodbyes as people push past in a flurry of excitement.
"Safe voyage to you, Father,"
Thomas says. He and Father shake hands awkwardly.
"Thank you, Thomas,"
Father says, coughing. He must wait for the spasm to subside before finding his voice again.
"I shall see you at Christmas."
Tom looks down at his feet.
"Yes, of course, till Christmas."
I embrace Father. He holds me a moment longer than usual, and I can feel his ribs.
"Thank you for seeing me off, pet."
"I'll write to you," I say, trying not to cry. He releases me with a smile.
"Then I shall eagerly await your letters."
The ship's horn bellows its deep warning. Stewards raise their voices, giving the final call for all passengers to board. Father mounts the plank and makes his way slowly to the edge of the ship amidst a crowd of other travellers waving goodbye. He stands tall, hands on the railing, face forward. The sun, that great magic lantern, casts its illusory light, catching my father's face in such a way that I see no lines, no pallor, no sadness. I do not see the shadow of what is to come sitting in the hollows under his eyes, slowly thinning the planes of his cheeks. There are some illusions I'm not prepared to give up just yet. As the ship pulls slowly away and out to the blinding sea, I see him as I wish to, healthy and strong and happy, his smile a bright, shiny promise of new days, whatever they may bring.